getting audio. The ISDN line has audio. Can you hear me now? You can hear me. Okay. Thank goodness. It is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program, and having passed the technical difficulties portion of the show, we will get to taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. Tonight, coming up in the middle of the program, because that's just the way it had to be, Ron Paul will be joining us on the phones, and he's going to be here for 30 minutes, I believe, from 8:30 Eastern to 9 o'clock Eastern.
That's the idea.
And so, therefore, we will talk to him. I think he wants to talk about the whole route of what...
his audit defend bill that is currently in the House and has 260-something sponsors and likely will go through. And I'd love to see a good auditing of the Fed. I don't know if we'll get a good auditing of the Fed, but I would love to see it.
And we will open the phones up for you, of course. If you've got questions for Dr. Ron Paul, then you'll be able to ask those. Now, Mark, as
11-term House of Representatives and former presidential candidate?
Yeah. As a Quaker, Mark, is it inappropriate, as somebody who doesn't believe in titles or nobility or status, one man above another, I know that you, for instance, will not call a judge honorable or your honor, and I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do about a doctor? What do you do about that? Do you just call him Ron Paul?
His name's Ron Paul.
Okay, so you would not call a doctor, even though that's not necessarily something that's being held over you as though they're better than you. It's just a title that they've earned through years of going to school.
What's the title for people who got their bachelor's? What's the title for people that got their master's? What's the title for people that have two doctorates? Doctor?
I'm just trying to get it. I'm just trying to understand where the lines are drawn.
I must say, of the titles that are out there, doctor is the one that that I least like giving up, because I feel like they earned that inside a fair achievement in the marketplace, as opposed to
They're not lording it over somebody like a judge would, for instance.
Right. So many titles that are out there are given by the government, and my opinion is that that's not a legitimate title if it's given by the government, especially since the Constitution says that, well, there be no titles.
Well, speaking of the government, there's some disturbing news, but not unexpected news. And I've talked about on this show before how frustrating the whole political process is, how I personally don't believe that it will be the road to liberty, that the idea of working within the system, I believe, is an almost futile activity. And that's because whenever you get a step forward, it's always 2 to 5 to 10 steps that are taken backwards, it seems. That's the way it seems. I mean, if you look at the history of just this government, just the U.S. federal government alone, you can see that there hasn't really been any significant or even minorly significant rolling back of the federal government's power and intrusiveness and oppressiveness and expansiveness and all of that. When in the history of the federal government, at least within our lifetimes, Mark, has that ever happened?
I can't think of anything. I think that they got rid of that tax that on cell phones from the Spanish-American War.
I do recall that, yes.
I think that maybe the Rural Electrification Board probably isn't as powerful as it was, say, in the 60s and 70s.
But at what time was it across-the-board reduction? Never. It's always, if they eliminate one tax, which, right, as you say, has happened maybe once in our lifetime,
then they crank it up 10 times on someplace else.
They add it up somewhere else, exactly, because the government itself hasn't gotten smaller. Cumulatively, every year after year, more is being spent, which means more is being taken from you. And that includes even if you don't pay taxes, even if you are somebody who has opted out of paying the income tax, as long as you're using Federal Reserve notes, you're still being taxed. It's called inflation. They print money out. They inflate the money supply, and it steals wealth. It steals value from your bank account, from your pocket. So it's unavoidable if you're in this country that you're ponying up for this system that continues to get more oppressive.
Well, you're suggesting that going to some other country would somehow be better.
No, I mean, you're right. It's not. It's not better necessarily, though some countries are a little freer in some ways than this one. Nonetheless, my point here is the political system.
You're going to get it now.
Huh?
You're going to get it now. Well, you said true. That other countries are more free than the United States.
In some ways, that is a true statement.
Well,
economically,
freedom is a difficult thing to define, right?
Sure.
The people have gone out and attempted to define, which are the freest countries, and every one of those lists, the United States does not make the number one position. And I would think that the land of the free, that they would strive for that. However, it seems like the land of the free is striving very, very hard to turn into the USSA, that they're trying to homogenize things. The more communism, the better. It's not what I was taught was the right thing when I was growing up and, in Christian school. But, hey, that's what we're getting.
So my point here is that the political system is what we're told to use. So those, when I say we activist types, are told, you need to work within the system to change the system. And, of course, that's what people have been trying to do for decades, and it hasn't done anything to reduce the size of government. But there are still some things that you can point to say, see, the system worked in that case. Like, let's talk about California's medical marijuana provisions that passed back in 1996, Proposition 215, passed with a significant majority of the vote. And then here we are over 10 years later, almost, I think, 13-something years later at this point, and they're still having a tough time getting the federal government to honor that particular agreement, to get them to honor that state law. In fact, it took them a long time to just get the California State Police and the local cops to stop messing with the medical marijuana people. So even though the law had changed, the law enforcers were very, very reluctant to actually follow the new law. They wanted to keep doing things like they'd always been doing them.
And I understand where you're coming from. I concur with you that it takes a long time for certain freedoms to get solidified. But if you think about the War of Northern Aggression, when the North attacked the South, and then ultimately the slaves were freed as a result. When I say the North attacked the South, when the North sent ships and occupied land that was in the South, I know that the Fort Sumter was fired on by Southern troops. But it took decades for black people to be considered as free as white people. And some would say they're still not, even though I would suggest that that's not true. I mean, we have a black president. How in the world could they not be as free?
Okay, 800-259-9231. You're saying it takes. You're agreeing with me then. You're saying this stuff takes forever through the system to make any even one minor change.
Civil disobedience among black people would have resulted in a whip.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We give them to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show, or video. We now accept video validations. All of that is at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin supplement. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's a vitamin and an antioxidant. All in one. It's the it's really the top end of vitamin technology that's available to you today. It contains goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. You can try it out for yourself, but orderchoose.com. That's orderchoose.com, or give them a call at 800-217-5977, orderchoose.com.
Okay, so we had started out the program talking about, or I was talking about how it is that the political system, the whole political process, is designed in favor of big government. That's, I didn't really make that point, but that's what I was getting to. It's designed for those who believe in the state and who want the state to control more and more and more of our lives. And all you need to do is look at the evidence to prove that. No matter how many people get elected that say, I'm going to make government smaller, there's nothing that's ever happened to make the federal government any smaller, or probably any state governments. Not that I lived in all of the 50 states, so I can't really say for sure, but I'd say it's a safe bet that the state governments have also been getting larger and larger every single year. And this is the political process. This is what it's designed for. And you were kind of agreeing with me there, Mark, but at the very end you said, well, when slavery was gotten rid of, had there been mass civil disobedience, there would have been mass whippings or whatever.
Black people that tried to act free shortly after the Civil War ended up hanging from trees.
This I understand, Mark, and it's all, what the violent
lots of them.
The violent consequences of disobeying the state are a very realistic problem that we have to deal with. Some people refuse to deal with it, and so therefore they will go along being obedient for their entire lives. And so if you think that you can turn this around, if you think that the key to liberty is working within the system completely, I'm not saying that it won't be helpful. I'm not saying that changes won't be made eventually within the system to accommodate the market-based changes. But I believe that market-based activism is the way to go. And there's so many different ways that you can look at the political environment and see how fruitless, how futile it can be to actually have some sort of success. I already pointed out how California has had incredible difficulty implementing the medical marijuana provisions that were passed back in 1996. Another example, just on the marijuana subject, is Alaska, where, and I'm not sure what even the current status is on this, but I know that it wasn't too long ago that they legalized possession of marijuana for recreational purposes. You could have a certain amount of marijuana in your own home and, you know, smoke it or whatever you want to do with it. But, of course, the statists are constantly trying to reclaim their ground. They're always, the police chiefs, of course, want to bring the drug war back, bring the war on marijuana back to its former prominence, and are constantly lobbying for new laws to be passed to go back to the way things were with full-on prohibition. And so the people that worked so hard to get that medical marijuana or in the case of Alaska, the recreational marijuana provisions passed, now have to continue to work and work and work just to stop the status from coming back and coming back and coming back again. Just like out here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, the school board has been trying to, or they successfully did eventually after like six or seven times of putting the same provision on the ballot. What was it? Funding for some project or something? I forget.
They want to build a new middle school.
A new middle school or
what
teacher salaries.
It happens everywhere all the time.
Right, teacher salaries. They wanted more money for their little school board system, and they put it on the ballot, and they would have a vote like in the middle of March, not during a presidential election when most people would turn out, but during the middle of March when only the most politically active people would,
show up.
But they managed. It was shot down election after election after election, but they just kept bringing it back and bringing it back and bringing it back because it costs them nothing to do that. The political system is so entrenched and so designed to perpetuate itself that it costs them next to zero to propose expansion of that system, whereas to fight that expansion, to battle it, as the politicos like to say, they have to constantly spend money to advertise and constantly spend money to campaign just to keep the status quo. While the political system of the government bureaucrats, it's basically just they can just keep throwing it up against the wall, and finally it'll stick.
Right, and the things that they do pay for will be paid back in multiples when they get whatever it is that they want to get passed. When basically the teachers' union, that's what education is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about educating kids anymore. It's about the teachers' union. And once the teachers' union gets whatever new funding that they get, well, then they've gotten paid back tenfold for whatever it was that they put in the first place, whereas the average guy trying to fight these things would have to put out all kinds of money more than he would save in his tax bill. So the system is designed for growth.
Now, I just know there's somebody out there listening to this saying, well, you guys are sure good at criticizing. You guys are sure good at pointing out what's wrong with America, but don't you have any solutions?
Well, hold on. Before you go on,
yeah.
I've heard this this complaint before, but isn't that what every talk show host does? I mean, think about Rush Limbaugh. What's his solution?
But we do have solutions.
Right, right. I understand. But Okay. Isn't that what every talk show host does? Rush Limbaugh's solution is vote for
elect
the
Republicans. Right.
I did that crap in 2000, and look what we got. We got a 60-something percent growth in government. I'm not very excited about voting for Republicans anymore. If I don't vote for Republicans, the government grows. If I do vote for Republicans, the government grows. What? So, I mean, when you look at the liberals and their talk shows, what's their solution?
We'll get to the solution.
Vote for the Democrats.
The progressives is what they're called.
Same
now.
Thing.
Well, I'm going to get to the solution here in a moment, but let's go to the phones first and talk to Eli, listening to KMED in Medford, Oregon. Eli, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I agree with you that the system is stacked against the people and it's corrupt and all that. However, I don't agree that working within the political system won't work. I just think that it's only been tried by such a small amount of the population that it hasn't been effective for that reason.
So what do you propose?
What do I propose?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't calling to propose anything.
Okay, but I was just making the
point that if the majority of American citizens actually engaged in the political system, we could turn it around in a couple months.
I don't know that the majority of American citizens agree with me or you, and I don't know what your stance is on things. So
exactly.
I think what we would have is just more of the same. Currently, there's a bunch of people in there, picking pockets and doing what they want. And I think the majority of Americans want to pick each other's pockets and take money for whatever special project it is that they want.
Well, yeah, the political system turns Americans against one another. It turns interest group against interest group. You're just saying you want more interest groups coming in and fighting over the political reins of power, right?
No, I'm just saying that if the United States citizens were united in wanting more freedom,
they
could easily use the political system to achieve that.
Okay, and
I concur with you. However, I mean, we've been trying to get people to want more freedom all along. I mean,
right.
The country was founded on Lockean principles, and
George Bush was elected.
People are getting what they want.
Well,
the political system
is working. I'm not getting what I want.
They're not getting what's advertised. I can bring it back here in a moment, Eli. We can dig into this a little bit here because, as you pointed out, Mark, the Republicans talked a great game and continue to about freedom. They got elected with this contract with America back in the 1990s, and nothing happened. The government, well, except for the government getting bigger, nothing freedom-oriented happened. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And Mark is here, too. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Go over and get a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. You can get a free audiobook. There are 60,000 audiobooks over there to choose from. New releases, old classics, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go get a free one and try it out.
All right, so we're talking about the inexpediency, in my opinion, of the political system. And Eli is on the line with us here in Medford, listening to KMEB. And Eli, you're saying that if only more Americans who love freedom would actually get active within the political system, you believe it can be turned around, as you said, within a few months' time. But the problem is, at least my initial response to that would be, the problem is the system recruits allegiance by buying it, literally. I mean, there are people out there who are on the welfare dole, or they're getting Social Security payments, or, you know, they're being taken care of in some way.
50% of Americans basically work for the government at some level.
They're getting a check or a contract or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So there's a tremendous amount of people who have a financial tie, if you will, to the federal government who really, you know, liberty doesn't sound that great to them. They're getting a check, man. Why would they want to change the way that's going?
I agree.
Okay, so now you are saying that you don't believe there's much hope for the political system.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that it's not the political system that's at fault. It's the people's values. If the people valued freedom over security, they could use this political system and change everything right around, because the political system that's set up in America is a really good one as far as political systems go.
And that's what, like, we're saying it's the best cancer, Eli. System. What you're saying there is, oh, you've got the best case of cancer I've ever seen. I mean, that's basically what I'm hearing you say. Because because you're admitting that it's hopeless, but at the same time, you're lauding how great the system is.
No, I'm not saying it's hopeless. I'm saying that
how are you planning on changing a welfare recipient into someone who cares about freedom? I mean, you want to talk about a tough prospect.
I'm just saying it's important to see where the problem is. The problem is not with the system. It's with the values of the people. If the values of the people were for freedom like our forefathers were, who were willing to put their lives and their fortunes on the line, we wouldn't need to do one-tenth or even 1% of what they did to change our government.
I concur with you on that, but unfortunately what we've got, we do have, and everybody has, all people around the world have the government that they deserve. Because, you know, whatever reason, they won't step up. But the question is, do I have the government that I deserve? I'm active. I try to, because, you know, it's easy to think in groups. But the fact is, I'm not a group. I am not white guys everywhere. I am not Quakers everywhere. I'm not people with O positive everywhere. I'm just me, Mark Edge. Do I have the government that I deserve? And the answer is no.
Thank you for the call tonight, Eli. I appreciate it. Not a lot of ideas there.
What are you going to do? I mean, there's a
fanatical belief in this system, which is the system that has gotten us to this particular point. We're going to get to the story about Real ID. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's kind of been off the radar for a while, but it's coming back, and I'm going to tie it all into this if you get a chance. But we're going to go to your calls because that's what the show's about. Let's talk to Rich, listening to WFTL in Florida. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
The quick thing on the titles, I agree with them. I mean, when you call a senator the honorable, it makes me laugh. These people make me sick.
Yes. But they have no honor.
Yeah,
right.
Benson looked real honorable when he was fishing up underneath that toilet stall.
There are some titles, though, that are important. A boat captain, airline captain, a doctor. And I'm not talking about some kid that lives with his mom that got a PhD so he can call himself a doctor. You know, a real medical doctor, he earned it. An airline captain, when he says, this is the captain, go out the back exit because the left exit, the engine's on fire. Instead of saying, hey, this is John, go out the back exit.
Yeah.
That title's important. Okay.
I agree with him.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I don't disagree that to say, for instance, Ron Paul is a doctor. I don't think that that's wrong. I'm not going to address somebody as Dr. Ron Paul because, well, for one, it's contrary to my religion. And the second thing, it sets them above other people.
Does it,
I'm with you 100% on that because, see, Ron Paul is not a practicing doctor. He chose to be in the U.S. Senate, so that's fine. He's Ron Paul, U.S. Senator or congressman. And that's fine. That's totally acceptable. As far as the solution to for our once great country, I know it'll never happen, but I honestly believe one term and you're out. I'm not talking term limits. I'm saying go in, do your thing, and get out. Re-election or the ability to be re-elected is what's killing this country. These guys spend all their time trying to get reelected.
Well, you know, I don't entirely disagree with you, and I have been in the past on board with term limits, and a good friend of mine is very for term limits. But what about people like Dr. Ron Paul who...
Well, I'm not saying term limits. I'm saying one term. Listen, Ron Paul might be a good guy, and he might be the best guy, but he's been 11, you know, 11 terms over there. He's so... Even if he's part of the solution, he is part of the problem. I mean, listen, I loved Ronald Reagan. I have a poster of him. But even
why?
Because he did the right thing, in my opinion.
Why? What was that?
Even stating that, I would if we had one term and he went in and did his thing and then got out, went back to the private sector to earn a living, like, and then maybe you went and became a representative for 2 years, kind of like Selective Service. You come back to your job. You get accountants, you get lawyers, you get a cross-section of the country that actually works for a living, that actually understands what people do every day.
You know what the thing is, though? I mean, we could sit here and get people suggestions for how to change the federal government system, but none of those suggestions will change the inherent wrongness of it all. I don't care if it's one term or 10 terms.
Right, but listen, part of the problem, I mean, and there are very few exceptions, and I believe Ron Paul's probably one of them. But these guys are corrupt. I mean, they're all corrupt. Republicans, Democrats, doesn't matter. They get up there, they drink the power. People say you're honorable, and they get free, you know, they get the free parking. They get chauffeured all over town. I mean,
but how can you say that on one hand? Let me hold your feet to the flames a bit here. How can you say that on one hand and have a poster of Ronald Reagan on the other?
listen. That guy went up there with he loved America. Okay, that I'm with him on that. There's very few people in this country that I can point to and say that guy loves his country. I honestly think, if I'm naive, that's fine. That'll be your opinion. But I think the guy loved his country, and right or wrong, he ruled or governed with those thoughts in mind. I mean, I read his book on the diaries. The guy is just a very insightful person.
So he loved America, and he showed how much he loved America by increasing the size of the government by almost 70% over 8 years.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit disingenuous because the largest part of that growth was in the military.
Oh, that's okay then.
Well, it's all right if your bureaucrats carry guns.
But because of that, I mean, we literally crushed communism in Eastern Europe.
We crushed communism. Communism crushed itself.
We crushed socialism with socialism. You understand that, right?
We didn't crush communism at all. It crushes itself naturally. No, it did that all without the United States.
That's a weak argument to make that the military is somehow some form of socialism. The military, you know, that's a proud institution that has you know, helped this country a great deal.
It's a proud unconstitutional institution. You are aware that the Constitution suggests that that there not be a standing army, right?
So wait a minute.
Yes or no?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, great.
Now you are. How do you feel?
I'll take your word for that.
James Madison's word for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty clear.
Well, that's fine. But Thomas Jefferson also suggested that only landowners be able to vote. Well, if that were the case, then we'd be on a different path than we are now, because you guys are already talking about the fact that 50% of the country is getting some form of stipend from the government, and that.
Even if only landowners could vote, it would not change the fact that the government is a coercive monopoly over the use of force, and it's evil at its core. Thank you for the call. More coming up. You take control and bring up anything Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team,
spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And it's the Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about anything, as we always do, at 800-259-9231. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, Ron Paul will be joining us. You may have heard that name before. We'll be talking to him about this whole audit the Fed thing. And I will do my best to hold his feet to the flames on my critique to suggest that I don't really think he's going to do much. But he's got a plan, and we'll let him talk about it, and then you can call in and ask him questions. So that's coming up here right smack dab in the middle of the show. We'll still take your calls about anything. We've been talking about the futility, in my opinion, of the political system, how it is inherently designed for the politically connected and the powerful to reign supreme and to be virtually untouchable. Take a look at the incumbent reelection rate, just for an example of how it is that the, you know, they are entrenched. And of course, the result of the conversation in many cases has been people calling in to express that if we could just tweak the system in this one way or in this other way, things would be so radically different. And maybe things would be different. That's probably a true statement.
I think that we could tweak the systems in quite a few ways that would make it radically different.
But...
and better.
Those tweaks aren't likely to happen anytime soon.
Nope. So not on a national level, no.
Right. We're going to look at the real world here. And even if those tweaks could happen, I still don't want to be ruled by landowners. Even though I am a landowner, I don't want to consent to having the majority of landowners being able to tell me how to live my life, just like I don't want the majority of regular Americans who don't own land to be able to tell me how to live my life.
Right.
The feds do.
I would suggest that people don't have any rights beyond the rights that they have. In collective, they don't have any more rights than they do individually. A person doesn't have the right to enact force on me to get whatever they want individually, and they don't have the right to get together with 10,000, 100,000 people agree with them and force me to do what they want.
Exactly.
They might have the power to do such a thing. They do not have the right.
Let us continue here and talk to you about anything. Chris is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Listen, I called that one thing, and that last caller kind of got me thinking about something. So I wanted to comment on his comment of how we, as in the USA, crush communism. And I tell you, that just really, that little bit of a fire underneath me. Because I think that the one thing in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks that just really bothered me, that you didn't, this one question that you never heard anybody anywhere ask and try to get a real answer, and that's, why did they do that? And I think that, you know, people just want to fight without figuring out why they're fighting, and that bothers me so much.
They don't even want to listen to the answer. That, I mean,
no.
Osama, he made it very clear in a number of his videos. He made it crystal clear that the reason the attacks were done was because of the government's meddling in the Middle East for decades.
Specifically in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the Middle East in general.
Killing people and occupying Saudi Arabia and, you know, promoting the king and all of the things that they did over there. He made it pretty clear, but Americans didn't. You're right. They didn't want to hear that. They weren't interested in that because it's a lot easier to just say, go blow some stuff up.
Well, and for the politicians to say, well, they hate freedom, which wasn't the case. It couldn't be farther from the truth at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is that I'm not a terrorist, so I can't, or I'm not from that area, whatever you want to classify the people with bombs as. But, you know, they just want what we want, which is leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Yep.
Don't meddle with our lives. And I think, you know, I'll give the previous caller the credit of, yeah, we crushed communism at the expense of, we created a bunch of people that hate us and want to bomb us and kill a bunch of us. I mean, and that's really what it all boiled down to. We funded them in Afghanistan to fight Russia. So we as in the people being robbed by our government for our money, funded all of those people to fight them, where we then turned around and just left them high and dry. And
yeah, but regardless of that, communism crushes itself. I mean, you may be right about the fact that the United States government funded the Afghanistan fighters, but you know, the truth is, communism is, it's just not an economically viable method of organization.
Right, sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Right, so thank you for the call. Good points tonight, though. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kevin, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Kevin. Gentlemen, great show tonight.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Kevin?
Well, just two issues, and then you guys can comment on it. First off, 50 years old. I've towed the line. For every dollar I've made, I put 50 cents back. I'm just finishing my fourth house. Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm arguing right now on how much I got to pay on taxes for it. You can't get away from this government body that just wants your money.
Nope.
Have no debt. Don't believe in debt.
Good for you.
So that's the first thing. Even though you retire and you've done well, and I'm not extremely well, but I've busted my tail and put my 50 cents away. Like mm-hmm. they said, don't rely on the government for anything, but they keep coming after me for more.
Sure, they'll bleed you till you die.
They don't want you to rely on the government for anything. That way they can rely on you for everything.
Absolutely. Now, the second issue I want you guys to talk about is I am very fortunate to be married to a lovely lady that was born and raised in Moscow, Russia.
Mm.
Okay? She's been in the States 8 years. You know what she tells me? We are absolutely headed exactly where she left.
Absolutely.
That's everything that I ever hear from every person from Russia or any
or
of
Germany.
Former Soviet Union. That's everything that any of the Eastern Bloc countries. It's everything I hear every time.
Gardner,
they say that as those countries are moving towards more freedom, especially China, we're more moving towards communism.
Yep. Reminds me of our buddy Gardner Goldsmith from LibertyConspiracy.com. He had a Russian lady come visit him. And while she was here, she saw the governor of New Hampshire giving the State of the State address or something like that. And she remarked to him about how incredibly similar it sounded
to the Politburo.
To something that one of the communist leaders would have said back then, or the communist rulers, rather.
But most people are so brainwashed with their upbringing, with their textbooks,
sure.
with our education. It was almost an awakening to me to get to learn this lady, to get to understand how proud she was at one time to take the oath. And now to look back, and it's only been 8 years, and say, I feel like I'm almost where I left. Now, the other issue she says is, and you guys made a great point over the last couple of callers, is communism defeated itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because as she said, everybody was guaranteed a job, everybody had to show up, you know, you got your paycheck, it was bribery up the kazoo,
mm-hmm.
They kept you dumb, fat, and happy with vodka, everything was out of control. Productivity, and let's take General Motors, productivity, as she said, the cars they built over there and everything they built over there was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's direct.
There is
nobody
no
has an incentive right.
to come to work, and there's no way to move up unless you're bribed or unless you're into the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, I'm a big Ron Paul supporter. As a matter of fact, she got me turned on to Ron Paul. And, of course, that didn't work out, but he was our only viable candidate. So I just wanted to kind of bring that to your attention. It's interesting for me to sit here, and we'll sit on the back porch, we'll share a bottle of wine, and we will talk in depth about where the dollar's headed and about where Obama's headed and nationalize this and nationalize that. Even though they say there's competition, ultimately they're going to drive all that competition out, and they'll control it all. And we will go to what she says, and I truly believe, people that show up for work have no motivation, have no desire to do quality and quantity, and we'll do our amnesty bill, we'll do everything that they want to get a one-system party.
Now, here's the problem with what you've just said, is I support the idea of immigrants coming here and bringing their work ethic, but then it seems like the Republican Party has latched onto the xenophobia that says, whoa, we got to keep these illegal aliens out of here because they're voting for communism. They're voting for the Democrats. I wonder why the Republicans want to keep them out of the country. I mean, who would you side with? We should, if we are Republicans, we should be embracing people coming into this country because the socialists are here and they're eating up all of our profitability. We should be bringing in people from this country that want to, outside this country that want to work.
The immigrants are just, the whole immigrant issue is just another grand misdirection from the people in the federal government or the Republicans, if you want to get specific. It's a misdirection to suggest that, oh, well, the problem is the immigrants. The problem is the politicians. The problem is power. The problem is the ability to rule over others and to hurt peaceful people. And most of the people trying to come here are just peaceful folk trying to make a better life for themselves. And of course, we can also point out that the welfare system is attracting a very undesirable sort of an immigrant, and that's something that the Republicans didn't do a darn thing about. They didn't get rid of the welfare
system. They had 6 years to go ahead and stop it.
Hey, great call tonight. Thank you. Oh, he's gone. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour two is on the way. You can bring up anything. Don't blame the immigrants. Blame the politicians. They're the ones crapping all over your freedom. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. 800-259-9231.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.